Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, August 22nd. A Chaffron police officer was hospitalized Wednesday night after a high-speed chase and a crash in Robeson County. Chaffron Police Chief Ken Elliott said officers got a license plate reader hit on a wanted suspect's vehicle. They attempted a traffic stop in town. The suspect pretended to stop but then fled. He led officers from several agencies up U.S. 74 in Robeson County. The suspect allegedly clipped another vehicle that caused a chain reaction crash that injured the CPD officer and a civilian. The suspect is still at large. This is a developing story. We expect to have more later today. Wyville police arrested a man minutes after he allegedly shattered a display window at Van Underwood Chrysler Plymouth early Thursday morning. The suspect was picked up at the scene. We have reached out to Wyville police for more information. Hurricane Erin is moving off into the Atlantic, leaving behind some major rip currents and serious erosion on North Carolina beaches. Although the storm did not directly impact North Carolina, there are still major problems on the Outer Banks, where several roads have been cut and dunes have been flattened. The National Weather Service is currently monitoring two tropical systems with the potential for development. It will be at least a week before officials get an idea whether the storms will threaten the East Coast, much less North Carolina. But now is the time to make sure your emergency kit and family plans are together. Don't delay, people. Let Erin have been a wake-up call for you. Get your stuff together. Meteorologist Christopher Colley is watching the new systems, and he will provide updates when more becomes available. The Labor Day Booze It and Lose It campaign kicks off Monday. The annual anti-impaired driving enforcement effort goes on through September 8th. State troopers and local agencies are teaming up for sobriety checkpoints and intensive patrols. They're searching for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest on state roads in North Carolina. Last year during this time period, there were 444 alcohol-related crashes and 11 deaths. Southeastern Community College on Monday broke ground on a new 22,000-square-foot transportation technology STEM building on the campus. Dr. Chris English of the college said the facility will support automotive systems training as well as truck driver training programs. Now, in addition to a driving simulator, new classrooms, and hands-on facilities, the expansion will feature a 5-acre paved pad that will be used by BLET trainees, first responders, and truck driving students. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading sign-ups for ages 7 to 12. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at sign-up. Call 910-642-9052 for more. You can also check up this story at columbuscountynews.com and just follow the link to do all your signing up. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.